This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline by Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director of the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm terrific, Doran.
I'm
terrific.
Great.
It's October, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
October 1st. Best sports month of the year. Jeff, I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure you did. Reports out of the Post-Gazette that Andy Haynes and the Pirates bullpen coach have been let go. I haven't seen any confirmation from the Pirates. Do you think if that's, and I have no reason to doubt these reports, do you think if that's true, that that's where things end for the Pirates?
Probably. I mean, can't be surprised by Haynes. I mean, look at the numbers.
No.
They've been bottom three or even worse in the last a couple of seasons under him. There have been several guys that haven't made key progressions. I think, if anything, if you look at the reasons, Cabrian Hayes, I know he's battling a back, but there seemed to be some friction there. He never got on track. Hank Davis, Jack Sawinski. And look, if you're Andy Haynes, you could say, but what about this guy or this guy? But just overall, and it seemed like the philosophy just wasn't working. Yes, they scored some runs in the second half, but man, that first half, how many games did they have a great pitching performance and couldn't hit?
Jeff, you talk about philosophy. Do you know, or do you think that the philosophy came from Shelton, or was this Andy Haynes' philosophy of how they were approaching the plate?
Well, you got to think some of Shelton's fingerprints are on this. He was a hitting coach and he was the manager. I mean, I don't think it's one of those where he turned it over. Like, okay, you take care of the hitting. I'm just going to sit back and I'm not going to make any impact or any thoughts on what's going on the hitting side, even though I was a hitting coach. Yes. And some of it, listen, some of this guy's just talent. I mean, it's not, they don't have the Yankees lineup that they're dealing with. So it's not all on the hitting coach. But I think when you've had this much lack of success, you need to make a change after 3 years when it just isn't clicking and isn't clicking on nearly every category, even the one where they said that they would be really good at, which is on base percentage, which I think they were 28th in on base percentage. So if you're being mostly passive at the plate and you're still not getting it on base, and the guy who's getting on base the most is the one who needs the least of your attention in McCutcheon, then there's something wrong with the system that you have. And, you know, if you bring in a new guy, I think Shelton's got to look at new ideas as well.
That's well said. Jeff Hathen, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Last thing, at least for me, on the Pirates here. Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton, if they do come back, if your hypothesis is correct, your educated guess, and it's a very educated one at that, is correct, do you think that they would be on the hot seat next year? Would it almost be like the last chance for those guys to get something done? Because they've won 76 games now, 2 years running.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying, listen, me saying that doesn't mean that I'm endorsing what they've done or that they haven't made mistakes. But if you bring them back, it's on a very hot seat. It's with your confidence, but that this is the last opportunity. And I guess ultimately we'll find out here over the next couple of days. But man, I couldn't think of a hotter seat in Major League Baseball than those guys coming back.
Jeff, would you say yes or no to this scenario? I'm sure that you glanced at or paid attention to the game last night, the Dolphins and the Titans. The Dolphins are hurting at the quarterback position, so you would assume that they were reaching out to teams about quarterback. The Dolphins trade a second-round pick to the Steelers for Russell Wilson. The Steelers, in turn, then use that, package that second-round pick, go get a receiver, Devontae Adams maybe, and then sign Ryan Tannehill as the backup quarterback for the Steelers. You say yes or no to that idea?
Immediately, yes. Immediately, yes. If you could find that scenario, yes. Because it's not like Russ is signed for a few years. I mean, he's going to be a free agent after the season anyway. So if you could get that scenario, yes.
If Justin Fields lost the Chargers game and played poorly, and you're sitting here at 2-2, is Russell Wilson healthy? Hey, I guess what I'm asking, Jeff, is how hurt really is Russell Wilson?
Here's the thing with Russ. He's been limited over and over and over and over again. There's been no full practice. I mean, it's like training camp. Remember watching him in training camp, and it's like every day you're like, okay, he's doing 7-on-7. He's able to do some things out there, but he can't take the next step. And I'm not saying that it's the injury. I mean, that type of injury, you're being overly cautious with. You don't want to take that next push and then potentially hurt an Achilles. I mean, and I can't imagine how frustrating this is for Russ. You come here, you do all the things in the offseason, you learn about these guys, you build friendships, and then that calf injury, then you think you're by it. Okay, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And it crops back up again. And then your backup is doing some decent things on the football field. Yeah, the starts aren't what they want them to be. But, man, you watch him, and you see a guy in Justin Fields that could be your starting quarterback.
Jeff, out of all of the things that were concerning on Sunday with the Pittsburgh Steelers, well, it was the defensive line, the defense as a whole, the offensive line, the running back situation, where does Justin Fields fall on the concerning list for you?
I would say, quarterback's always higher, but I would say 3. I mean, not getting off the field on third down against Richardson and then Joe Flacco, when most of your money, your experience is on that side of the ball, that's one for me. A couple of decisions by the coaching staff would be 2. And then, you know, offense/Justin Fields would probably be 3 on that list. Listen, I thought when you look at it from the other side, and I love the name, and it's probably why I'm saying this, Jim Bob Cooter. But they did a great job, man. They were aggressive. Those first 3 series, first 3 plays, they took shots down the field. They went for it. I'd love to see the Steelers be a little more aggressive early on with their play calling, and maybe that gets them out of these slow starts. It seems like as much as the slow starts, it's kind of warming up in play calling as well. Like, take some shots early.
Tomlin really pointed to turnovers and then the way that they finished being the reason they lost the game. Turnovers had nothing to do with being down 14-0. Like, to me, the start was the bigger issue. I'm wondering if he comes back to turnovers, though, as a way to diminish Justin Fields' performance a little bit. And when asked about Justin Fields, he was not bending over backwards to pat that guy on the back, Jeff. So what's your read on that? Tomlin and the way he views Justin Fields right now? And are you going to ask the question again today, Jeff?
My read is we're going to hear the exact same thing we heard last week that we basically heard the week before, that I don't need to make that decision right now because the only healthy quarterback we know for sure at the beginning of the week is Justin Fields. So Justin Fields will be the quarterback. He'll walk that tightrope well. And you're right. He's in what he said, he's kind of left some wiggle room out there. Now, mainly, Tomlin has been a guy who undersells players. Like he doesn't throw a ton of glowing stuff out there. But in this quarterback situation, yeah, he's leaving himself an out. We'll see what he says today. I don't expect it to be much different than what we've heard recently.
Jeff, last thing for you. Weird postgame, I thought, from Najee Harris. When asked about Justin Fields, he made it about the team, but kind of in a snippy sort of way. How are Justin Fields' teammates accepting him? How do they view him now through four weeks?
And I would say this. I mean, that was a chippy game, and that was an emotional game for Najee. I mean, Franklin was chirping at him and then chirped at him afterwards.
Sure did.
But, you know, I think in his way, he was trying to defend Justin and saying this. People are blaming Justin for things we have going on, but it's the whole team. It's all of us that are making mistakes. It's not just Justin. And that he's pointing to reporters saying, well, Justin's making mistakes. I think that was his intent with what he said. As far as the guys in the locker room, man, they love Justin Fields. And it doesn't mean they don't love Russ, but they've gone to war with him. They've seen him take hits. They've seen him lead in a nice, calm, cool manner. I mean, they really like this guy. They've liked him from the beginning. He's earned their respect. It's not anything he said. He doesn't say a lot. But, man, they just gravitate towards this guy. And, you know, they're 3-1. They've made some mistakes. But they've also won on a football field with this guy, which is huge.
Jeff, really good stuff. Appreciate your time as always. Have fun at Tomlin Tuesday today.
Best day of the week.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. See you guys.
A lot of good stuff up on 937thefan.com. As well, including I saw something up there on Pete Rose. When we come back, let's get into how Justin Fields' teammates are viewing the quarterback. And what did Mike Tomlin – let's go all the way back. What did Mike Tomlin say when he initially named Russell Wilson the starting quarterback? Because if he's telling the truth, I think he has to go with Justin Fields the rest of the way. I'll explain. We'll let you hear it. My voice cracked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think that those are two examples about what made it challenging. It was challenging because of the things that they're capable of doing and how they conducted themselves in a positive way, as opposed to being challenging because of the things that they lack. Sometimes you're dealing with two candidates, man, and you're choosing the best of two unattractive options, if you will. It became very evident early in this process that it wasn't going to be that. And when you're in my position, man, that's a good problem. We had two capable guys, two guys that we're excited about their skill sets, two guys that we're excited about how they conduct themselves as professionals and as men, and it played out in that way.
Mike Tomlin, all the way back on August 28th when he named Russell Wilson the starting quarterback, we know Russ was in pole position the entire offseason to the point where Justin Fields got the majority of the work in training camp and in the preseason, and yet Russell Wilson was going to, if healthy, be the Steelers' starting quarterback on day one. If it were really that close, then I think today would need to be the day when Mike Tomlin says Justin's our guy. I don't think he will. He's not going to make that decision, that determination, until he knows full well that Russell Wilson is healthy. But, Doran, if it were close coming in, and Mike Tomlin said it was close coming in, wouldn't the last 4 weeks make you view Justin Fields as the clear-cut number one guy?
No.
Why?
Because you haven't seen Russ.
So you think you still need to see Russ to make the full educated decision?
That's how Mike Tomlin is. You know, I mean, he every single hole is going to be filled before he makes a legit decision, and he knows he doesn't have to make a decision. He can leave everybody hanging out there the whole entire season if he wants to. I mean, he's not required to make a decision.
No, for sure.
So but in his mind, he wants to see he knows what it looks like with Justin right now, and he wants to see what it looks like with Russ. And Russ is the guy that more fits his mentality. And you could just tell by the way that he answers questions about Justin and how he has talked about Russ at times. And I do believe when he does know if Russ is healthy, he probably knows that he's going to be healthy and would be cleared this week. He's not going to give anybody that type of ammo, though. But he wants to see what Russ can do with this football team. And he wants to give Russ the opportunity to do that as a guy that, you know, Mike Tomlin loves loyalty. He loves, you know, all the cliche things. And I think that he looks at Russ like he's a winner. I don't have to worry about him, you know, putting the ball in harm's way. I don't have to worry about him being motivated. I don't have to worry about anything with Russ. I want to give that guy the opportunity because he had some other teams maybe that he could explore, and we didn't let him leave the building, and he didn't want to leave the building whenever he had a visit scheduled with the Raiders or whoever it was after. I know he went to the Giants and then went to the Steelers, and then it was just the Steelers. He had other visits that were on the table. I think that Mike Tomlin loves those type of things. Like, that guy wants to be here. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to give him an opportunity. And by the by, he fits what I want to do as a head coach.
I definitely agree with that. He fits what Mike Tomlin wants. And there's no question about that. He threw 26 touchdowns, only threw 8 picks last year. That is wheelhouse Mike Tomlin stuff right there. Mike Tomlin, after the game, blamed turnovers for the loss, despite no turnovers leading to them being down 17-0. Why? Because that's what he always fixates on. So I buy all that. We have seen in the past, though, Melvin Ingram, he had a different idea of how they were going to use him. He wants out. We saw it with James Harrison at the end of his Steelers career. He thought he was going to get utilized different. LeGarrette Blount thought he was going to get utilized different. Is it a bad look if Mike Tomlin never gives Russell Wilson an opportunity, a legitimate opportunity, to be the starting quarterback?
No. It's not, but that's not how he operates. But it's not a bad look. I mean, you want to win football games. If one guy's winning you football games, you got to stick with that guy. That's why you got Justin Fields, too. Justin Fields was a project, but you also knew that he started a lot of games in the league.
Right. People act like Justin Fields ain't a veteran.
Right.
That is year number four.
Four. Right. So if he's winning you games, hey, we're winning football games. And this is the way that, you know, listen, it's hard to win football games in the league. And he'll tell you that, too. So, I mean, if Russ never sees the field and they continue to win, whatever.
I wonder if Tomlin would have preferred if you still lose the game and Justin Fields scores two touchdown drives, starts bringing him back, but never has that fumble. If he'd look at Justin Fields different today. Justin Fields is the reason why they got back in this game.
Absolutely.
Justin Fields was doing a lot of that on his own. The offensive line injuries, still don't have a number two wide receiver. He was doing it with his legs. He's throwing guys open. That throw down the sideline to George Pickens, I've watched that like 100 times. The trajectory of that ball, that wasn't one of them rainbow balls down the sideline. He put that thing on a rope. That was chef's kiss. I don't think Tomlin cares about any of that.
No.
I think the turnover stuff bothers him more than that kind of throw impresses him.
No, it doesn't impress him. He expects him to do that.
Yeah. He does. Mm-hmm. Now, Justin Fields done everything asked. Now, the snap at the end, that's his fault. I mean, Justin Fields admits that. So Tomlin looks at that. You shot us in the foot at the end of the game.
It's a big X on his board.
Right. He looks at it. That's not a turnover. He looks at that as bad as a turnover. I guess what I'm saying here is I would play Justin Fields the rest of the season. He'd be my guy. Wouldn't think twice about it. I think Tomlin's still thinking twice about it.
No doubt.
He's keeping the light on for this guy.
For sure.
And to me, it doesn't make sense, not just because Justin Fields is winning games now, but Justin Fields, the younger player, you can see him now, at least I know I can, as the franchise quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not saying he's there yet. I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen, but I don't have to squint too hard to imagine this guy being the Steelers quarterback in 8 years.
I just can't get over the fact of where we're at right now of how much better it's going to look. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, how much better can it really look? Like, if Mike Tomlin is feeling this way, like, in his mind, how much better does this team or this offense look underneath Russell Wilson?
I don't think Russell Wilson brings them back in the game. Now, maybe he doesn't go three and out or four and out on the second drive. Maybe they wind up getting points in the first drive. I don't know. We've never seen Russell Wilson in a Steelers uniform. But the offensive line right now today is worse than I thought it would be at this point. And through really no fault of their own, they've had all these injuries. I don't think Russell Wilson survives behind that line right now.
But maybe, and this is just, I'm throwing this out there, but maybe, like, maybe he feels that Russell Wilson in situations like that can get the offensive line in a better position than Justin Fields can. Like,
sure.
Justin Fields may just have, like, a broad sense of, like, protections and calling out audibles and doing that. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. But maybe he feels that Russell Wilson has a real, like, has a better grasp of what to do in situations and how to get protections and offensive line on the same page and running backs on the same page and tight ends on the same page than Justin does in a situation like that.
Sure.
Maybe he feels that way. Like, Russ has a better handle of the offense and just offense in particular.
Right.
Not just Arthur Smith's offense. Like, they probably do know the offense at the same level, but just in situational points of games, how an offense needs to operate in order to be successful. Maybe he feels that Russ gives him the better opportunity in those situations.
Yeah, decade plus of experience, winning a Super Bowl, things of that nature. He probably thinks Russell Wilson catches that snap at the end of the game, too, which
probably goes over his head.
That's true. Justin Fields 6'3". It's right smack dab in the middle of the face.
Goes over Russ's head.
All the reason I played that clip at the very beginning, though, is, you know, Tomlin, he doesn't care. He doesn't care what he said to the media in August. But if he were telling the truth then, both guys basically neck and neck, the 4 weeks of experience for Justin Fields to me would put him over. We'll see if he answers any questions about it today. He will be asked. And I think he'll be asked by Jeff Hathaway. Jeff's going in there on a mission. He asked a question right off the top.
Yep.
Right off the top. I'd also like to see Russ start to move around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd like to see him not be limited in practice. Like, I wonder what it might look like for Justin Fields if Russ is the backup. You know what I mean? Like, I know that he ran a lot in the second half. I think that that's necessity is the mother of invention. You got to come back in the game, go use your legs. I wonder if you might see more legs from Justin earlier in the game if Russell Wilson's the backup and not Kyle Allen. Okay. We're veering to the left. in the next segment. Are you smarter than a plumber? We have been kicking Southside Jake's ass. And he says he's got something new up his sleeve today. Looking forward to that. You can text us some answers. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A reminder that October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to text your smoke alarms monthly. Monthly? Okay, that's a good reminder.
Monthly?
I don't test them. I test them when they go beep, 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 beep.
Same.
Yeah.
Oops.
And then I can't figure out which one is which, and it really pisses me off.
But we have guardian protection.
We do have guardian protection. Southside Jake just hacking up a lung. Are you inhaling smoke right now, Jake? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Sorry about it. I don't have a dump button here.
Southside Jake, kind enough to bring us breakfast pizza on Friday and sit in for a couple of segments. Callis was off. Callis is—he's over there astounded right now. He totally missed out.
What?
Worst part yet is Sean Myers, who was filling in for you, Callis, didn't want even a piece of sausage off those pizzas.
They're so good.
So good.
Disrespected.
Oh. Oh.
Speaking of disrespect, hey. Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating, we're gonna slap your ass all over this place. We're gonna kick your butt right now.
Before we get into that, I must say it is October 1st. You know, I was a diehard back in the day before kids. I wouldn't turn that heat on until, you know, November because, you know, I didn't want to spend the money on the gas. But now, you know, kids, I got to turn it on. The wife starts, you know, crying. It's cold in here. So get your furnace checks now, guys.
There you go.
Because, when it comes down to it and you turn it on and it's not on, wife's not going to be too happy.
No, now you got problems.
Actually, friendly reminder.
I opened up the windows last night, got a nice breeze.
It was nice.
Lit a candle.
Nice night for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jake, get to it. I know you're putting off us whooping you, so let's go.
All right, guys. First question here. I should say athlete. All right. Multi-professional sport athlete. Major League Baseball and NBA. Mm-hmm. Great uncle of PGA professional Brooks Koepka.
What?
Dick Groat.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
Whoa!
Let's go.
Dick Groat, baby, don't stop now.
Let's go.
Oh,
bang.
Man. You're on it, Warren. You're on it again, my man.
Let's go.
All right, hit us with number two. Doran just, I mean, you're right. 4 seconds into the shot clock right there. Bang, just 50-footer.
I didn't know anyone knew that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anyone knew that.
I had no idea he was Brooks Koepka's, what, uncle? Great uncle?
Great uncle.
Unbelievable.
Great uncle, yeah.
All right, give us number two.
All right, number two. QB for 6 NFL teams. All right. Tied NFL record with Joe Montana for single postseason NFL touchdowns thrown. Former Super Bowl MVP and comeback player of the year.
Kurt Warner. No.
6 NFL teams.
Six teams. So Warner played on what? The Giants, the Rams, and the Cardinals. That's it.
Cardinals.
Super Bowl MVP playing 6 teams. Quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it Hasselbeck?
And comeback player of the year.
Hasselbeck?
No, because he didn't win one. And comeback player of the year. This is going to drive me nuts.
Super Bowl MVP. 6 different teams.
Comeback player of
Joe Flacco.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, baby. I'm embarrassed by that
one. Oh, let's go.
Doran, you kill this every week.
Let's go.
I am no help to you. I just sit over here and go, I'm going to kick myself if I don't get this one.
I was watching the camera, and I just seen, like, a light just come into Doran's eyes. Like, his eyes got huge. He's like, Joe Flacco. I'm like, he got it.
How the hell? Like, you should have got that. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. But
Joe Flacco's fresh.
I know. He should be. They treated him like Tom Brady on Sunday. All right, Jake, last one. Let's go.
All right. This is different for you guys. This is a team, a sports team. Okay? You got to guess the team. I'm going to give you some accolades here. I'll even give you a little bit more. College football team.
Huh.
All right.
Seven. This team has produced seven Heisman Trophy winners. Has had 10 undefeated seasons. And claims 8 NCAA national championships.
I know who it is.
Rip it.
Oklahoma?
No. Nope. Good guess, though.
No, Oklahoma.
I mean, O-H-I-O.
Get out of here.
Ohio State.
Goodbye.
That was my second one. That was my second one.
Oh, look, you guys all mad because I got one right. Wow.
That's true. We whooped you again.
I was either going to go with either or, one of the O's.
Oklahoma does have seven Heismans.
See?
So you're closer, Dorn.
Jake, this was good. Yes. Make sure you're out there checking people's furnaces and doing the great job you always do. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake. See you. Southside Jake. You're on it. I can't do trivia at 7:30 in the morning. I just can't do it.
Well, that's why we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was going to say Ohio State. It was either or. Man. And I thought he was going to throw us through a loop. Like, we were going to say, he knew we were going to say Ohio State, and I was like, he's going to go with Oklahoma. Something like that. Like a trick question.
Yeah. Lee Horvath, 1994. Or, excuse me, 1944.
Who's this for?
Ohio State. Okay. Archie Griffin, 74-75.
Troy Smith.
My, I don't know if I should say this.
Eddie George.
Howard Cassidy. Vic Janinovic in 1950. Eddie George. Wasn't he your all-time favorite player growing up?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll still never forget that playoff game in 2002 when kicker gets the Oscar in that Steelers game between the Titans and the Steelers. I'm so eloquent this morning. It's right there on the top of my head. All right. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. When we come back, more on this Justin Fields, Russell Wilson thing. Like trying to predict what Mike Tomlin's going to say today. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Joining us at the top of the hour is two-time Steelers Super Bowl champion Trey Essex. He wanted to get to the bottom of the whole snap exchange at the end of the ball game and did. Also, how did Broderick Jones play? What does he expect out of this offensive line now that we know that James Daniels is lost for this season? Trey Essex is going to join us at 8 o'clock on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Doran, Justin Fields is 10th in the National Football League in quarterback rating. 10th. If you would have told me going into the season that he was going to play the first four games and be 10th, I would think they'd be 3-1 or better.
Yeah.
If you told me he'd be 10th and play 17 games, I'd think they'd have a chance to win the division. And that's why I don't need to see Russell Wilson. I get it. I get why some people would, hey, we need to see, is Russ better than Justin? Like, can Russ elevate you to another level? I would understand why some might want to see that. I don't. Like, Justin Fields, in three games, took care of the football. In the game where he doesn't take care of the football as well, he still was their best player, I think. I don't need to see Russell Wilson. 98 quarterback rating. Six touchdowns this season. One pick. Pretty good.
It's pretty good. Like, I mean, but I hope that Mike Tomlin doesn't get in his own way, because if it does go backwards, say he does make the decision, he is thinking that Russell Wilson deserves an opportunity, and he gives him that opportunity. Say, like, one bad game by Justin does allow that to happen, and Russ is just atrocious. Like, he will get, I mean, annihilated.
Right.
Annihilated. So you better be right.
I don't have a lot of faith that it is just going to be Justin's job, though. Like, I don't know that Mike Tomlin's done a good job at handling the quarterback situation. Like, you watch last season, Mason Rudolph was their best quarterback. Now, you're still going to play Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I don't begrudge him for playing Kenny. I do begrudge him and them for not realizing that Mason Rudolph was light years better than Mitch Trubisky. I mean, night and day better. 2019, going between Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, I thought Mike Tomlin handled that situation bizarrely. I thought Kenny Pickett's rookie year, he didn't do the right thing. So I think the most obvious thing in the world is you let Justin keep running out there until he proves he can't win you football games. And like, he's the reason why you lose. I just don't know that that's going to be the case with Tomlin, because you fall back on history, and I'm really not enamored with what he's done in terms of making these quarterback decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, and we'll see what he says today. I'm sure Jeff Hathorn will ask the question. My guess, Russ is going to start the week. We expect he's going to be limited, and it's going to look like the last few weeks. I wonder what it's going to look like when Russ is healthy. Like what Tomlin's going to say in the news conference. Like, because if you're not 100% sure he's going to practice in full on Wednesday, like you're still going to have Justin Fields prepare to be the starter.
Yeah.
Like I would be shocked if this week, no matter what, if it's not Justin Fields, I think we're talking more like the weeks to come following this week. All right. Trey Essex is going to be joining us coming up next. We're going to spend a lot of time looking around the NFL as well in the 8 o'clock hour. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road in McMurray, or at sunchevy.com today. High of 71.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.